podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Cop Eye Podcast.
What is happening, everyone? Welcome back to the Cop Eye Podcast. There is the Atalanta preview show. Liverpool are unfortunately 3-0 down from the first leg. Bit of a mad game, but I think the days after that we were like, oh, it's over. The dream of going to Dublin and all that, it's passed us by. But now the game gets closer and closer. You're like, is the old Dumb and Dumber meme, like, you're saying there's a chance. And there's always a chance of Liverpool. There's always a chance of Liverpool can somehow get an early goal and whatever, and what, yeah, we'll get into it. I'm Mick Moran. I'm joined by Christian Anderson once again. Christian, nice to have you back on, lad. How are you doing?
Yeah, I haven't been on for a while. I'm good, and it's good to talk Liverpool, but it's a situation where we have a difficult task ahead of us. So, but like you said, you know, we are the miracle makers, if you like. So there's always a chance if we can score early, you never know what can happen. So I'm looking forward to it, even though I'm sitting back a bit with not the highest expectations, to be honest.
Yeah, I think because of the way the first leg went, and then we followed it up with a back-to-back defeats following on from the United result, where it just kind of, I don't know, it, like, stuff that we were seeing in the middle of last year just has started to creep in a little bit, and I don't know where it's coming from or why or whatever, and people are saying it's fatigue or, like, just, I don't know, there's loads of, like, yeah, the conspiracy theorists are out in force when Liverpool don't win games, there's always loads, and of course, like, we're not conspiracy theorists, but you'd have to speak about, like, why the reasons are and what's going on, because going into them games, you're like, well, we need to bounce back from this one, and the following, you need to bounce back from the other one, and you, like, start quick, do all those other things that we mention every single week, and again, it didn't happen, especially in the Atalanta game, where you're at home, and you need to maybe take them, I don't know, people saying, no, we didn't take them seriously enough, and too many changes, and all that stuff, and it was just a weird first leg of a European tie, really, and it's something that I think we always prefer to be home second, which I think everyone probably does, because it's, of course, you've got more of an advantage going into the second leg, but we just didn't seem to get going in that first leg at all, did we?
No, and I think, you know, the problem, like you said there, like, what's going on, I think it's a little bit of a balance, you know, on the defensive side, we could do a little bit better, but I think, you know, when it comes to the offensive side in terms of scoring goals, we're not cool enough or, you know, deadly enough in front of goal. It's a combination of them too, where you have someone that can be cool and then actually, you know, finish a chance away. We got loads of chances in the games that we played recently. It's not like we're not creating anything. It's not like, oh, we can't get into their box or like penalty box or whatever. We're actually there. We're creating loads of chances, but we can't just put the ball into the net. I think it's a bit forced. I think, obviously, we can talk about players being out of form, but we're still there creating the chances. It's just that final, you know, finish where you just want to keep your cool. And like Jota usually does, obviously now he's come back from an injury and he had a few chances where you think he should score, but he didn't as well. It's just that type of thing where I think, you know, it kind of gets into the head of the strikers or the offensive players where they get all those chances and they can't score, and that kind of gets into their head in a way where, what the fuck is going on? You know, if we can just keep the cool and be a little bit more smooth in those situations, I'm sure we score loads of goals. But I guess, you know, chasing in a title challenge, you know, you've got Man City, Arsenal around you, you're not sure what's going to happen. I guess it's tough mentally. It doesn't matter if you're working with psychologists or if you're actually a professional footballer. You know, it's pressure. They know what they need to do and need almost perfection to challenge against Man City. So I just wanted to take that point because I think that's what's going on. I would be more concerned if we weren't creating the chances that we have done, because we do create the chances. We just need to find a way to finish them off, which I hope we can do tonight. But yeah, the first leg was awful. Like, you know, we don't see that often at all at Anfield on a European night, whether it's Europa League or Champions League. You know, that Anfield is a force, you know, somewhere where you can't come and just think that you're going to get points or even win. So credit to Atalanta for doing it, obviously, because, you know, if you go to Anfield and do that kind of thing, you should be, you know, applauded for it. But I think at the same time, we were not in sync. We were not playing well. We were not organized. So we kind of have to blame ourselves a bit as well without taking the performance from Atalanta, because I think you have to look at it in both ways. We were not good enough, but they punished us because we weren't organized.
Yeah, I think I spoke about it on the stat show with Mike. Like, the first time we've lost back-to-back games at Anfield with fans since January 2017, which I think you just, like you said, you expect because of European nights. I think any game at Anfield, it's a colossus stadium, and it's a stadium to be feared. And obviously, like Trent and Klopp, and I've said recently, they want teams to come to Anfield and hate playing there, etc., etc. And we've seen that over the years, especially under Klopp as well in European games. But when you've got that high level, and all of a sudden you start seeing some poor results for us, you start worrying a little bit in terms of like, oh, have we fucked up the title? Have we fucked up getting to the Dublin and stuff? And then you see last night, Arsenal and City both go out of the Champions League. So it's easy to especially when you're up against quality opposite. I wasn't going to say it quite like that, but yeah, I echo those thoughts. Get in. it's a hard one to call, I think, because we've got Fulham on Sunday away. It's the start of more away games for us. So being away many from Anfield is, yeah, that's what I mean. So Atalanta tonight, we've then got Fulham and a couple of others as well. So we need to be. I'm hoping that this, I think it's a little bit of a free hit in a way, because we're 3-0 down. If we go out of it, it's shit, but the first leg has kind of prepared us for it a little bit, if you know what I mean. Like, we're already 3-0 down. If it was 1-0, you'd be like, if we were 1-0 down first leg and then we didn't go through in the second leg, you'd be like, oh, that's a missed opportunity. And because we're 3-0 down, in a way, you're like, it's nearly gone. We can give it a good go and whatever, but if we don't end up getting through, it's like, well, now we can just crack on with the upcoming away games in the league and see how we get on. But And again, similarly, on the flip side, you can look at it and go, it's a free hit, but it's also an opportunity for us to right the wrongs from the previous games, which there needs to become a point where we do that, because we can't just keep going, oh, we'll do it in the next game, do it in the next game, do it in the next game, which we've done over the last couple. And one where we can, yeah, put like down a little statement where put some players who can, in front of the goal, who can score the goals and get us an early lead and then crack on from there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, tonight, like you said, we're already 3-0 down. It's not the same kind of pressure, because, like you said, we kind of prepared of going out because of the result for the first leg. So maybe that can make the team more free, like not, you know, being locked mentally when it comes to those chances and finishes like I talked about. Maybe it will, you know, maybe it can be a blessing in disguise in one way going forward, because if we can get the 1-2 goals, even if we managed obviously to score and turn it around and go through, because that would be like a new miracle, a new game that we will all remember, the way we've done Dortmund, Barcelona, blah blah blah, you name it, that would be amazing. Obviously everyone would love that and we will celebrate it and remember it. But even if we scored 1 or 2, and if they scored 1 or 2, you know, obviously defensively that's not good, but I'm more concerned about, you know, being so locked in front of goal and not being able to score. So if the result 3-0 can help us now to be more freely playing, not as, you know, forced or feeling too much pressure, and then actually help us to score a few goals, that could be something that we can bring then into Fulham and the other away games that we have, because maybe that can help. But you know, it's difficult to say whether it's going to go one way or the other, because I think we need to be defensively stable against Atalanta because they play at home, and we need to attack to get some goals, and that can obviously open up a loads of counter-attacks for them. So, you know, I hope we go out there and actually play freely, play tough and rough, and actually go for it with the best team that we can. I know that we can talk about the, you know, the risk of injuries and, you know, disrupting something going into the Premier League in the last game of the season to still challenge for the title. But at the same time, I would never, you know, there's not many games left. I don't want Liverpool to be in a position where we save it a bit and just, you know, rest a few players, even if we're 3-0 down. I want to go for it. If we can turn around, then we can, but we probably need the best players available then. And then we go again on Sunday and just let us fight us through this period and see where we end in the end of the season.
Yeah, I think you mentioned like pressure and stuff in front of goal. I think we've seen it like being tense, and like the amount of chances we've had in the last two games, in even just in the 6-yard box alone, or in the on the pen spot, where you think, got to score that. Like, it's just, you score that, you kill the opposition off, you can get another one. It's like, it's only because we're not scoring that we're talking about it, but that's like, that's how simple it is. Like, you don't score your chances, you're gonna be punished, especially in the Premier League and against a decent Europa League side as well. So we're hoping to get through to the next round, and they'll be on cloud nine after the first leg. So we need to, and yeah, I agree with your point. Like, it could be, I'm hoping, like you said, like that it can be a little bit of a, right, the pressure's off in a little way, where we can then get through on goal, and you're not thinking, oh, fucking hell, I need to score this chance. I need to score this one. It's more like, get through. If you score, then boss. If it's an early goal, even better. And then crack on with, and hopefully, like you said as well, players come back into the lineup who've not played as much because of injury, like Sir Trent and Jota, maybe coming back in from the start can give us a more direct and, yeah, clinical approach in front of goal. So we might as well talk about our lineups a little bit then, because I'm a bit like torn between, like, I think we're still going to go strong. I think people directly after the game were saying, let's just put the kids out, let's put Dan's out, let's put Kumas out. And it's like, I get it, like, you're being like in that period where you're like, oh fuck it, doesn't matter, like, we're 3-0 down, we're not going to get through and all that. But now that it's upon us, I think, and the squad that we've got available, and we've not got that many games left, we need to just go, fuck it. Let's throw our legs in every basket that we can and go for it. And that's why I think, like, Trent and Jota will start, because I think, like I said, the link-up day they can provide. Balls in behind for Jota, even just off corners, Jota's great in the air. Just having a presence in and around there. We know Nunes can do that as well, of course, but I think just in terms of Jota, I think you need... that's someone clinical on the pitch from the minute one, just to make sure that if you get an early chance in the first 7-8 minutes, that if you want someone in the team to be on it, my choice would always be Diogo Jota, because he's so good in front of goal, and the stats back that up. So what are you thinking in terms of 11, start 11?
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. I think, you know, Nunez, I love him, but I think, you know, he had it at a rough and tough time. Lately, not scoring, even though he provides loads of good things for the team when playing. But he's also someone that can come in from the bench and provide that kind of chaos as well. Like, we know, you know, if he could come in when it's half an hour left and have his speed, and, you know, also his ego and anger because he didn't start, because that's what it brings as well. Sometimes you need to drop someone like him to make him, you know, get that ignition and start all over again and get a little bit angry. And I think that could actually benefit him and us. So I don't mind Jota starting, because we know, obviously, he scored a few goals last time we played them a couple of years ago. And I think also, you know, with his, like we said before, his coolness in front of goal, we could need that as well. So I think that could be a great option, and then to have Nunes coming on for maybe Diaz, or even for Jota if that is needed, depending on the result and where we are in the game, or even just put him on as an extra offensive player, you know, just to keep all the offensive players going forward, depending on the result and where we are. But yeah, I think Trent coming in, hopefully, because we, you know, without Bradley now, he's injured, we need Trent's foot and his passing range and, you know, his way of seeing the game, the play that we do, because we, you know, we miss that kind of aspect of the game as well. You know, his crossings and great passes. Midfield, I would say, you know, we'll still go with McAllister. I don't know who's going to start, if there's a, you know, chance for someone like Jones again, or if Szoboszlai is going to get another start. It's a little bit of a difficult one because I think, you know, Jones obviously come back from injury. Szoboszlai had an injury from a longer period of time. Obviously, he's been back for a while, but he's still not into the rhythm. But, you know, I still obviously like him as a player a lot. And I think, you know, he still provides to put pressure on the ball and, you know, great with his body in that central area of the pitch. And obviously as a defensive midfielder, I think that could be, you know, the plan anyway. And when it comes to central defenders, I think maybe going with Konate and Van Dijk is the best option here anyway, just to get the bodies in and the pace in. Apart from that, I think it's the same without Nunes Dan and Jota up front instead.
Yeah, I think the only questions that you've raised are Kwanzaa or Konate. Because people like Kanate's maybe not had the best run of games, but you could say that about everyone, to be honest. You could say that about most of them who haven't been fully on it over the last couple of games for whatever reason. So obviously, again, like, he's been hit and miss a little bit, and Jones. So I think it's either that or you go, so Endo maybe hasn't had the best time either, because, like I said, everyone has. Whether you put Macker in as a six and have Szoboszlai and Jones, because then you've got more speed and running power as two eights. But then you've got Macker's then not on
the... a bit of Macker's, yeah.
Exactly. That's what I mean. So you don't have McAllister on the edge of the box or to have shots. So, and then I think, yeah, Salah, Diaz and Jota, because then if you've got, say Szoboszlai starts, you've then got... Nunes and Jones coming off the bench on 60 to impact the game in a good way. So I think there's options there. It's just like trying to manage the time, because especially like there's three days till Fulham. So I still expect us to go full strength, but I still think like Klopp will be like, we'll save maybe two or three for 60 minutes and give 60-30 balance to some of them as well.
Yeah, you know, that wouldn't be stupid, because we obviously, even if we have to think that we will go all in for this game to try to do something and turn it around, we still need to have the Fulham game in the thoughts, because it's only 3 days and, you know, it's vital games now, three away games in the Premier League. I think it's Fulham, Everton, West Ham or something in that order, whatever it is. But, you know, it's tough games, to derby as well. So you need to have that in your mind, even though we always say taking, you know, game by game, you still need to think about it, because otherwise you might risk too much. Even though I would like us to go strong, but, you know, depending on the result, then we can substitute players and, you know, make changes. I'm thinking, you know, why I want Konate to be in there is actually because of his pace, because I think if we obviously have to go forward with the result from the last game, we will open up for counter-attacks, and I'm just thinking he's a little bit more pacey than Kwanzaa, without saying Kwanzaa is slow in any way, but I think he's just edging him, you know, a little bit there in terms of being faster. So that's why I'm thinking, because we will have the counter-attacks against us with a high line, and with us having to go forward, that will probably be their plan as well. They know that we will have to attack, so just let's break our play and go for the counter, I guess. You know, they're not going to do anything stupid and try to attack loads and loads, because there's no need for it. Just control the game, break our play, keep the ball, and then go for the counter when it opens up, you know, the space behind our defensive line, I guess. So that's why I want Konate, because we need to go forward and there will be chances for them to run in. And I think Van Dijk and Konate will provide us a little bit more safety in front of Alisson in that way. But at the same time, with Konate, we know that he's injury prone. You know, it might be something that could come back and bite us in the arse if he goes off injured and, you know, Fulham away. I don't, you know, Kwanzaa has been really, really good, but we need all the players to be able to help in this last bit of the season, because, you know, it's a push and we need everyone to push.
Yeah, and I think Kwanzaa as well gives you that Joel Matip ability to bring the ball forward as well, better than Konate can, to be honest, because he can play those passes. And of course, he had that horrendous mistake against United, which he'll learn from, because how good he's been this season. He's been incredible. I think he's the fact that it's his debut season and he's been putting in performances like he has in a title race and all that is just... it's mad to even think about. Like, I think in the games when you're watching him, you're just thinking, this isn't normal, but he's been so boss. But you can't really contemplate how good it's been, I guess, until maybe the start of next year, where hopefully he goes on another level and you go, look how good he was there, and look how good he is now. So that's obviously hopefully the plan. But yeah, I think it is about like maintaining. They had to push forward, but yeah, being worried that they can have got the pace and they've got a bit of strength and height in the front line as well, which they showed in the first. Like, I think their man marking system as well, it's just they embrace the chaos. And sometimes when we come up against teams like that, we get into a bit more of a basketball match in terms of, you can score, but then we've got to score, you can score. And it's like, but we can't do it with three goals, with a 3-0 deficit, unfortunately, which is the thing that we need to have in the back of our mind, whether go out like a bat out of hell first 15 minutes, or you'd be a bit more reserved and feel your way into the game. I don't know. But I think with the way Liverpool have been playing recently, I'd like us to just go for it, because why not? Especially when you just mentioned like the games that we've got coming up. And it's a bit sad when you look at the fixtures, because usually, like we've been doing these shows, and you can scroll right down to the bottom, just having a quick look. It's like Fulham, Everton, West Ham, and then there's three games left after that. Three Premier League games, which is Spurs at home, Villa away, and then Wolves at home on the last game of the season. So the games are going to fly by. And of course, if we go out to the Europa League, that's all the games we have left. So we want to, as well as all the other reasons we just mentioned, we want to maximise the amount of games that Jurgen Klopp has as well. So we've got more games to delay the inevitable that we don't want to happen. So I think that's another reason why we want to keep going and keep pushing forward as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, because, you know, we want to have as many games under Klopp that we can, just to, you know, make sure that he's having the, I wouldn't say the perfect, you know, ending and goodbye, but, you know, in a way that we feel that we pushed it as much as we could. And, you know, I understand going 3-0 down at home at Anfield in the first leg against Atalanta is a disappointment for everyone, because, you know, we were thinking, you know, we can get a result there and then go to their place and be able to go through. And, you know, I think that was also what should have happened. We were bad, and, you know, like I said, no disrespect to Atalanta, but we gave them this great opportunity. We just, you know, played in their hands straight away. But yeah, it's not many games left. I think, you know, we should just push for everything. I wouldn't say, like I said before, risk, but still have a bit of a risk percentage in there. Take the risks, go for it, because, you know, we're still in Europe. Some other teams are not. Even if it's the Europa League, we're still in the European competition. So, you know, I've had a laugh on Twitter last night after Arsenal and Man City went out, and I had like loads of Arsenal supporters, especially Swedish ones, coming after me. Not in a bad way, but, you know, giving me stick about, oh, well, you are 3-0 down, you're playing Europa League, blah, blah, blah. I said, I totally understand where we are and what situation that is. If you want to give me stick for going out tonight, if we do, then, you know, you're welcome to do so. I can't really be bothered. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, I like to give you a stick. If you want to give me stick, that's fine. That's what you have to take, you know, if you're doing that kind of thing. But, you know, as soon as they got on me that way, I just kind of gave them the photo with Klopp, you know, counting his numbers, you know, on his fingers to six. You know, it's like, as long as you still got them zero Champions League trophies, I was like, yep, that's it. But, you know, that's the thing. Like, I think, you know, we can go and do whatever we want to do tonight and try to make as much as we can out of the situation and just go for it. If we turn around, that will be something to talk about. If we're not and we're out, it's sad, but then we've got the league to concentrate on. So let's see what we can do.
Yeah, definitely. I think we need, like I said, I didn't know how I felt going into like the last couple of days, but now like the game's so closer, you start to like believe a little bit more. And I saw a few messages in the group chat, people like, it's weird, like we're 3-0 down, but I'm still feeling optimistic. And I like that, because like, on one part of me, it's like the hope kills you, and it does in a way, but then you've got to be optimistic about your chances, because I was thinking, what's the point in like,
yeah, there's no
being
idea
involved in footy.
You'd be like, you know, I always believe, that's the thing. There's no idea to be negative and depressing about it. Just like, yeah, it's 3-0 down, that was shit, now we move on, this is the second game. You know, three goals in a game, we've managed to score three goals in 6 minutes in 2005 against one of the best sides ever put on a fucking football pitch. So with a bit of flow, with a bit of luck, with a bit of belief and fight, there's obviously goals in against Atalanta away. It will be tough and it might not be our night, but there's a chance that could happen, because if you can score, like I said, three goals in 6 minutes against AC Milan back in 2005, you can score the three goals against Atalanta now in 2024.
Hopefully. I mean, we don't have to do it over 6 minutes if we don't want to. Like, you can do it over the...
Of course.
Do it over 20, 24 yeah. if you want, and then we'll have... Use the other 70 to get another three or six. What are you thinking score predictions-wise then?
This is so hard to do, but, you know, I'm just going to go 4-0 Liverpool.
What was that? 4-0, did you say?
4-0 Liverpool. Just turn around, you know. We go through 4-3.
Boss, yeah. I mean, I'm thinking...
I'm just absolutely...
I reckon we'll... I don't know. I think it'll probably be 3-0 to us, or maybe 4-1 to us. And I've just got a feeling it's going to go to extra time. I don't know why. I don't want it to, by the way, of course, because that's just going to add more worries and stress on players' bodies that we don't need to have stress on. If we can do it with 4-0, I'd be absolutely fucking made up. But I just feel like 3-0 or 4-1, I think it'll be in extra time. Hopefully we win it then. But however we do it, if we can, then boss, but like you said, it's all about going there and giving it a go and trying our best, because the shackles have to be off and we have to go for it, and they'll be up for it as well, so we need to be at our best, definitely. So we can leave it there. Nice one, lad, for jumping back on. Nice to see it again. I'm sure we'll do another show probably post Fulham. I've got Evan on the Across the Pond episode 2 on Friday. Probably do a bit of stat stuff because he's a bit of a stat guru himself, and then a bit of Fulham preview as well, and then we'll be back on Monday or Tuesday to do a hopefully celebrating a Liverpool win back in the Premier League. But yeah, nice one, lads, for jumping on. Nice one, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you all very soon. Ta-ra.
I'm Jamie Carragher, and you are listening to the Kopai Podcast. Podcast Network.